Audio 67. Newspaper and magazine. 1. Do you often read newspapers?
Well, I seldom read newspapers because I think the news is redundant. You know, we can find out what's happened just from the headlines. So why do I waste much time to read the texts? I really think buying newspapers is money-consuming, as I only read the titles.
2. Which do you prefer reading, magazines or newspapers?
To some extent, they're the same, but I prefer reading magazines. You know, they're more abundant than newspapers, so I won't feel bored when I read them. If I choose to read a newspaper, I could only read a large number of words, and I'm sure that I can finish reading all the parts of the newspaper in an hour.
3. What kinds or types of newspapers or magazines do you usually read?
Generally speaking, there is a wide range of newspapers that I can read, such as entertainment news, the sports page, and political news. But the most interesting one for me to read is the sports column, because I'm a sports fan and I don't want to miss any of my favorite sporting events. So I have to read it to get the latest sports news.
4. How old were you when you first started to read newspapers?
I can't remember the exact time, but I remember that in first grade, my school had already booked the studying newspaper for us. So I would suppose that I started to read a newspaper in my primary school. The name of the newspaper was Student Times.
5. Do you prefer to read about domestic or local news or international news? Why?
Well, between the two, I would go with reading domestic news because I think they are closer to my life. You know, I can find out the news about food security, the change in government policy and education, even though some people believe that international news are much more comprehensive. They are useless to our life.
6. Do you think newspapers will be very important to you in the future?
I think newspapers are becoming less important to me in the future, because what I can find out from the newspapers could also be learnt online. What's more, finding some information online is more effective and convenient. For example, we can find all the information about the news online, but actually, the newspaper only publish the limited information in an issue.